So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned about a case of where Shabbos follows Yom Tov, and according to Rabbi Eliezer and other Tanoim, the 2 days are shtei kedushas, two separate periods of kedusha. Therefore, one must renew his eruve techumen on the first day for the second day. Regarding the concern of achana, preparing a Yom Tov for Shabbos, Rabbi explained that since there is no need to say anything, it's not considered achana. Therefore, Amar Rabbi Huda, there is one exception. Eruv beragla berishon ein ma'arvin bepas b'sheni. If he made the Erev by being there to be kind to Shvisa on Yom Tov that falls on Friday, he cannot use bread for an Erev for the next day on Shabbos. She'ein ma'arvin b'tchila b'pas. We may not make an original Erev with bread on Yom Tov because it would require a verbal declaration which would be hachana. This fits beautifully with the Mishnah which says that if he wants to make an Erev with bread on the second day, he has to bring the same bread that he used on the first day, presumably to avoid the need for any declaration. The Rabbanu who hold that even a verbal declaration is not considered achana and permitted will understand the Mishnah as Eitzotei v'kamashmalon, sound advice to use the same bread so that you don't have to prepare new food. Zak the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shehoyo Yare Shemet Esaber. When the month of El may be extended by a day, leading to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Reuben, one can make two separate Reuben Tachumen in different directions. Rabbi Huda holds that we treat the days as shtei kedushas, two independent entities of kedusha. V'loy hoydu lechacham. The chacham, who the Gemara identifies as Rabbi Yosi, disagree and hold that it is kedusha achas, one long day of holiness. Therefore, he can make only one erev. The Gemara explains and cites a brisa. Ma'idim chacham l'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rosh Hashanah. The chacham who argue with Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah and hold that Yom Tov followed by Shabbos is kedusha achas, agree that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are shtei kedushas, as Rashi explains. As opposed to Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, where both days are definitely Kiddush, one of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a weekday. We keep both days as Yom Tov only because of doubt of when Beis Din declared the new month. For the very same reason, the Mishnah continues, V'oidem Rabbi Huda, Masna Odom Al Kakala B'Yom Tov Rishon of Ochla B'Sheni. As the Brisa explains, Rabbi Huda holds that Trumas and Maisus can be taken by declaring on the first day that if today is really a weekday, the Afrasha shall be effective, and if it is Yom Tov, his Afrasha should be meaningless. The same is repeated on the second day, and he can then eat the produce. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, V'chein beitza shenol de berishon teichel b'sheni. An egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah may be eaten on the second day. If the first day was Chol, the egg is simply mutter, and if the first day was Yom Tov, the second day is Chol, when it is always becomes mutter. Both halachas are based on shtei kedushas. V'lo hoydu lechacham. Achamim, which is Rabbi Yosi, disagree and hold that it is kedusha achas, one long day of holiness, and he may not separate trumas and maisus, and the egg is aser on the second day. The Brisa adds that Rabbi Yosi proves his point from the fact that we continue to treat the first day of Rosh Hashanah as Yom Tov, even if we find out late in the day that the second day is the real Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan respond that we only do this so that people will not take lightly the first day of Rosh Hashanah in future years when the first day might be the real Yom Tov. There is a question how Rabbi Yosi views Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias, the 2 days of Yom Tov that we observe in Chutz Laaretz on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, because we're not sure which day is the correct day. In Isi's version, Rabbi Yosi not only forbids this procedure on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but even on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, where he also holds it is considered Kedusha Achas. Based on this, Rav Sheshes would not eat from a deer that had been captured by Goyim on the first day of Yom Tov and was shechted on the second day, because you have to wait until Kedesh Yasu, the time it would take to do the Malacha yourself, after the full Kedusha of both days is over. In Rav Asi's version, Rabbi Yosi treats Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias the same way that the Rabbanan treat 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as Shtei Kedushas and as lenient. Based on this version, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate from the deer that the Goy caught on the first day of Yom Tov and was shechted on the second day, since even if the first day was Yom Tov, the second day is not Yom Tov and enough time has passed for us to have caught the deer ourselves.